Did you inherit $1 million from your grandparent, or are you about to become wealthy from someone else's hard work? If you say yes to these questions, this show is not for you. You, the hardworking, committed, and ambitious professional who have a 9-to-5 corporate job or a 12-hour shift worker keeping the assembly line running. Perhaps you run your gig as a freelancer, or maybe you run a small business. You are in the right place. Welcome to the Career Evangelist Podcast, where you get your weekly tips, ideas, strategies, and inspiration to find purpose in what you do so you can build a career you are passionate about and live a fulfilled life. Here is your host, Bola Alabi.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Career Evangelist Podcast. Today, we have another guest. We have Chris with us. Chris is a transformational leader in the realm of remote workforce and virtual staffing. He is the president and CEO of BizVa, that's Business Virtual Staffing. Chris, a wealth of experience and expertise in helping businesses navigate the complexities of modern work environment. So Chris is passionate about helping people to grow their business.
Yes, very much so.
Especially using virtual staffing. So we are going to be learning from Chris. He's going to educate us today on how to use virtual employees to grow businesses. Without further ado, I'll bring in Chris. To introduce himself to us. Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Hey, thank you very much. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and to your listeners today. As you mentioned, very passionate about what we do at our business to really help all of our clients, you know, take care of what's most important in growing their business and allow us to take care of the back end, you know, really administrative tasks, but also to take care of their staffing needs. And really, we've built this business with the goal of taking off from our clients the burden of staffing, finding the right folks and retaining the right folks. So we're really excited to talk to you today and share some of our knowledge and experience we've had.
Awesome. So you said finding the right folks and retaining the right folks. And I think that is very important. I know most entrepreneurs, they would like to know how to do that. So can you tell us, how do you help businesses to find the right people?
Certainly. So really what we've built the business around focusing on, what are the solutions of the problems that our clients have and how do we find staffing solutions for those? And so, you know, as we engage with our clients, we're really seeing four main things that hold back a business from being successful. So it's technology adoption, it's price inflationary pressures, it's finding the right team members and then retaining the right team members. And so we're able to really meet all of those needs. You know, we have teams in across the globe in Latin America and the Philippines that we support our clients. And we have over 2,000 virtual assistants supporting north of 600 clients today, really handling all the back office administrative functions and the day-to-day operations, as I like to refer to, taking care of the eating so our clients can take care of the dreaming and their strategic growth work. And we work a lot with our clients to determine what's holding your business back today and how can we support, whether it be answering phone communications with your clients or prospective clients, inbound, outbound sales, your social media presence, handling billing and collections, bookkeeping, you know, all of that work that's involved in the back office to really have your business run. And that's not maybe not the best use of your time as an entrepreneur, as a leader, to focus on, but really leveraging our team to really come alongside and benefit. And so we've seen amazing use cases across our client base. And I'll share with you and your listeners three numbers: 80, 40, 50. On average, it's about an $80,000 a year savings by leveraging one of our team members. So for every team member, you're saving, you know, essentially $80,000 in your cost. In addition to that, we're seeing about a 40% productivity improvement. So you're able to get more done at less cost, which is translating to a 50% profitable growth opportunity for our clients. And so it's really become a game changer for a number of our clients to really take their business to the next level by leveraging remote team members that are part of their broader team to really get some of those things done and completed that maybe, you know, tend to be put on the back burner or overburdened with some of your existing team members.
No, that's awesome. So all you do is help people to save costs, boost productivity so that they can increase profitability. That's awesome, Chris.
Correct. Now,
how long have you been doing this?
So we've been in business a little over 3 years or 2.5 years now. We initially focused in the medical space. And so we have a company called MedVA, which is in the medical space. So doctors, dentists, veterinary and healthcare space. And then we transitioned that as well to add into the business team, which is the BizVA brand, focusing on those clients outside of the healthcare space. And so we've really expanded that business and that's been a growth area for us. And then most recently, we opened a new business called My Ortho VA, and that's focused predominantly in the orthodontic space as that moves to more of a digital delivery patient care. And so we've seen really amazing growth in a business. And we're actually adding roughly about 100 clients a month, which is about 200 to 250 virtual assistants a month. So we're on a very aggressive trajectory. And the way we've been able to do that is we really partner with teams in Latin America and in the Philippines. And as some of your listeners may know, the Philippines is the third largest English-speaking country in the world. They have a really fantastic education system and a not so great transportation system. And so the ability for us to leverage really highly capable folks to work from home, and they work the U.S. business hours. And so it's really their evening, our day. I've really been able to harness that amazing customer service that the teams in Latin America and in the Philippines have to taking care of clients, and harness that for our clients here in the U.S. And we have clients in Australia and in England and really across the globe.
It's funny that you mentioned the Philippines because one of my most reliable virtual assistants that I use from time to time, she's actually located in Philippines, and I love her service. So I completely agree with you right there. I always like to know people's motivation. And for you, I want to know what inspired you to start BizVA, and what gap in the market are you filling right now?
So I think, what really the passion I've had is helping others. And so how can I leave a legacy? I recently became a grandparent, which is fantastic. And
congratulations.
Such a blessing. Thank you. Such a blessing for me. But as I step back as an entrepreneur and looked at, how can you spend more time with your family? How can you better leverage your time? And I looked at the amount of time that entrepreneurs and leaders spend on staffing issues and concerns is exponentially more than any other. It's traditionally the largest cost on your profit and loss statement, the labor costs. And so I said, there's got to be a business, and particularly coming out of the pandemic, that could really support business, not only small, but also large. And we have clients that have one to two VAs, and I have clients that have over 100 VAs with us, remote team members. And so I really felt passionate about how can I help others, help other businesses, and allow entrepreneurs and business leaders to get time back so they can invest strategically in their business, and then also have the opportunity to have a work-life balance as well and spend time with their family. So that's really the passion of mine and why we got the business done on the business side. And then on the medical side, we saw such a burnout in the medical community with doctors and nurses through the pandemic, and how difficult it is from a cost model, as revenue continues to decline in the medical space from reimbursements and costs continue to grow. What are the areas or the levers that we can help our clients kind of be able to take advantage of? And that's really the passion to come alongside doctors in the healthcare space to essentially provide us with a continued strong healthcare system for generations to come.
Obviously, it's not all organizations out there right now that are embracing virtual staffing.
Correct.
What are those companies, what are they missing, the ones that are not embracing virtual or remote workers?
I think, as I mentioned, I think they're missing the unique opportunity of getting more done for less, right? They're missing the opportunity to be productive, and also they're missing the ability to have access to a global job market. Whereas today, they may be in a certain state, let's say they're in Detroit, right? So they only really have the ability to get access to employees in that area. If you think about leveraging a remote team like ours, you have access to the whole world, right? So you can source the best developer, you can source the best bookkeeper, you can source the best accountant or sales agent at a fraction of the cost from a labor arbitrage perspective and still get high quality support and service. You know, as we, if we've learned anything through the pandemic, there's so many of the jobs that we felt like had to be in person are as productive, if not more productive, being able to work remotely.
No, I completely agree. I know COVID changed a lot of things in the world. And I think you mentioned some roles like maybe billing, bookkeeping, and phone management. What are some other tasks or roles that are particularly well-suited for virtual assistants?
So, I mean, I think for us, you know, and I just dropped it in the chat for you in Zoom, but you know, when you think about sales assistant, you know, market research, preparing sales materials, client relationships, building relationships with your client, ensuring ongoing nurturing, appointment scheduling. We kind of touch a little bit on account keeping and bookkeeping, you know, the back office functions. We also see a lot of our clients, particularly in the real estate and legal area, being able to leverage, it's those industries that are highly regulated, high process oriented, and high repetitive that our team does a fantastic job at, whether it be in property management, real estate. You know, obviously on the executive assistant, I mean, I have an amazing executive assistant, Welts, who does a great job of really helping me prioritize on what's most important and being able to delegate certain tasks that maybe in the human resources space or even project management is an area where a lot of our clients leverage. One of the key areas is on the, you know, engaging with your clients and your future and current customers, particularly in this digital world of social media, website design. That's a key area, I think, of opportunity for our clients to leverage their, you know, virtual assistants as well as on the IT backend support. You know, you think about those things that are day-to-day important that you don't need, you know, in person, but you need high-quality task-focused resources. And that's really where our team comes along and can really support clients across the board to help them grow their business.
So as it is the case with many things, there are going to be pros and cons. And right now I'm thinking about virtual staffing. And one thing that I'm thinking about is communication. Mm-hmm. How do you ensure effective communication and collaboration between remote teams and their employer? Let's say you are here in the US and you have all your team members in India, China, or anywhere in the world. How do you bridge that gap?
So, you know, it's been one of those areas of opportunity for us. And so we've intentionally invested in VA managers that work with our virtual assistants, remote team members to provide ongoing coaching and mentoring. And one of the things we have them do is on a daily basis, they're sending their clients a report, end of day report. You know, here's the end of day. Here's the work that I'd completed today. Here's the work I have tasked for tomorrow. Here's some of the obstacles potentially they have. And then on the other side, we've invested in a team of client relationship managers, which are constantly working with our clients to better leverage our VA services and improving that experience. And so this year in 2024, because we've had such huge growth through 23, my focus as president and leader of the business is how can I improve that experience of being a VA, so being one of our VAs working for us, but also improve the experience of a client. What's it like or feel like to work with us, both new and existing, and how can I always be constantly enriching and improving that experience to maintain our services? And because of that, we've been able to achieve a client retention of around 97% and our VA retention around 98%. And so we've intentionally invested in our client relationships and our VA management relationships so we can improve that and build a collaboration. And we leverage tools like Slack, Zoom, just like we are today, to really ensure alignment and collaboration upon the teams in the US or in Canada or England or the US, as well as our teams in Philippines and Latin America.
No, that's good. And I do agree with you there. We need to think about how to improve. Now, speaking of improvement, I think one of the core things that will be essential for managing remote staffs will be integrating them to, you know, to the existing workflow. Now,
correct.
As some strategies that you would recommend for businesses to effectively integrate virtual staff into their existing structures. How can they do
that? So what we've implemented is an onboarding portal. And so we have an SOP that says in the first week, you know, first month, first couple of weeks, first month, 90 days. And so we're constantly providing ongoing coaching, not only for our clients, but our VAs on a weekly basis through the first 90 days. And so key things are, I think, introducing the team and really representing your remote team as part of an extension of your existing team. Not there's a remote team and then there's the in-person team. It's one team. We have some remote folks and some in-house, and ensuring that you provide appropriate training for the team members up front, because you know we put our team members through rigorous testing and training before they become available for our clients. We also look for our clients to provide training specifically on their unique business processes and the way that they like things done. And so what we do is we get a VPN connection set up, so we have a secure connection. We get a voice over IP connection set up, so there's a secure connection from a voice perspective. And then really, it's constant coaching, like any employee that you would bring into your business, helping them understand the way that you like things done and spending that time up front, which pays dividends on the back end.
Oh, I like that. And now I'm thinking about, and you mentioned productivity going up the other time mm-hmm. when we started. For every business owner that have employees, they do performance review at the end of each year. You know, they can coach, they can monitor their employee. Now with remote staffing, I think it may be a little bit different or challenging. I want to ask you, how do you assess the productivity and performance of remote employees? And maybe what metrics do you use to measure their performance?
It's a great question. And so we've adopted and leveraged a technology, a methodology, I should say, called the MIND methodology, which stands for most important number and decision. And so we've leveraged that MIND methodology to really ensure as we work with our clients and onboard our VAs, we're clearly articulating what's the most important number for you. So let's say, for example, it might be, you know, a receptionist virtual assistant. What's most important for you? And so, you know, we coach our clients on a call volume conversion, right? So it's not how many calls, but how many of those calls converted into an appointment, into a deal. And so we then capture that most important number, and then we start to track that on a real-time basis, on a daily basis. And as part of the end-of-day report, those metrics are reported. And so that you as a client can say, okay, this is what, not only did the VA work 8 hours, but here's what they achieved in those 8 hours. Or if it's on the billing side, right, how many bills did they process? Or it might be on the human resources side, you know, how many applications did they complete, or how many legal forms did they do? And so we're very clear up front to define what's the most important number for you, or what's the metric you're trying to track in regards to the success of leveraging our services. And then we go to work tracking that. And we have a portal that we leverage for our clients that can go in and view those metrics. And then we also have a VA portal where our VAs can be going on and loading the necessary information for that as well.
Oh, good. So, Chris, you've said a lot of things about virtual staffing, remote working, and how to manage the team. And those are great things, in my opinion. But there are some companies, some businesses that are hesitant, you know, or maybe due to the fact that they have some misconceptions about virtual staffing. So what are those? What can you tell them, you know, to help them embrace this idea of virtual staffing?
I mean, I think what I would tell them is give us a try, right? And, you know, go to our website, bizva.com. That's bizva.com. Book a call with one of our amazing client specialists and have them explain to you what we can do. Also on the website, as well as medva.com, medva.com. There's an ROI calculator. You can put in, okay, here's how many staff I have. Here's what I'm thinking of converting. You can see the financial benefit of moving to a virtual assistant team members. But I really would encourage folks, because one of the things I've put in place in addition to this year is ensuring compliant growth. And so we've been investing a lot of time in data security, data privacy, because we do work in the medical space as well to make sure that data is secure. And that tends to be where folks concerned about it. One is, my data secure, and are the folks really working? And so that's why we spend so much time on the productivity. And then we also have a time tracking solution that only tracks time when people are working. So if they're not active, meaning actually physically doing something or working on the computer, their clock stops, and therefore they're not compensated for that time. And so we are very intentional to manage the time and the productivity, as well as providing tools through, you know, visibility on the portals to see what your team members are up to.
No, That's good. Now, I know when we started, you told me that you have about 2,000 people.
Correct.
In Philippines. Do you have any operation in Africa?
We do not. And it's interesting you mention that, because that's one of the things I've engaged some team members to work for our company, you know, to do some customer development work out of Africa. But we don't have any at the moment who are based out of Africa supporting our clients. And that's definitely an area where, you know, we'd be open to expanding and working with, for sure. So if you have some connections, you know, I'd welcome a follow-up discussion to see what we could do.
Oh, absolutely. I'm from Nigeria, and I know that Nigerians, they are embracing technology. We have highly educated people in Nigeria that will be willing to support and, you know, help to continue to grow your business. So
I would love that.
Now, how can they find you? Let's say someone is out there, whether they want to do phone support, billing, accounting, bookkeeping. How can they find you? How can they connect with Bizva so that they can also participate in this virtual economy?
So, I mean, you can go to our website, biz, like I said, bizva.com or medva.com. You can also find us on all the major social media channels of Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. We welcome a conversation, whether you're interested in being a client of ours or if you're interested in being one of our team members. We would welcome that conversation and look forward to the opportunity to work together.
And I do have both that listen to my show. I have people that are on 9-to-5, you know, employees. Mm-hmm. And I have business owners, small business owners trying to grow their business. So to them, they will be looking for virtual staff, and maybe people that want to work, they are also looking for employment. So both groups, they are on this platform listening to you right now.
Fantastic. And like I said, I dropped in the chat two basic PDFs. One, the 100 tasks a medical VA can perform for you if you're in the healthcare space, and then the 250 tasks a business VA can perform for you in the business side. And really, the thing about the opportunities are limitless. If you think about what are the administrative tasks today that are holding your business back from growth, and that's where we can come alongside and support you and take care of those so you can be, as I mentioned, focused on what's most important.
So to those business owners out there, they may want to understand the process, the onboarding process with you. Can you walk us through the process so that maybe anyone that wants to engage with you?
Certainly. So, you know, the process, there's really three processes that we have. One, are fully automated. So you can go essentially into our portal. You can search our pool of available virtual assistants based on certain criteria, match them, select them, and then we can get you processed and started. There's also a semi-automated process whereby you can go in, find a VA, and you have some questions. You can engage with one of our client specialists to learn a little more about that VA or that team member. There's the what I'll call the non-automated, where you can go online, you can book a call, speak to one of our client specialists. They'll understand your needs and requirements, understand the problem that you're facing. Then we'll go to work in our pool, find the best candidates that meet your needs. We'll provide them to you in an endorsement. And what you'll do is you'll get a 1-minute video of that person as well as their resume in all of the formats, automated, semi-automatic. You can see a 1-minute video of the virtual assistant speaking and their comprehension skills and their motivations as well as their resume. We'll facilitate an interview. And then the onboarding process is we work to be seamless. We'll meet with you kind of for a kickoff session. We'll be there, you know, for the first week to kind of support you through that onboarding process. Make sure technically you get connected. We have IT folks that can help on the connections. And then we really, like I said, we have an onboarding portal that gives you steps, tricks, and tools on how to best leverage your virtual assistants moving forward.
Fantastic. Now we are coming to the end of this episode. And now it's my rapid fire questions.
Sounds good.
Chris, what's your favorite productivity hack for managing a remote team?
Favorite productivity hack is Slack. And instant communication and our portal around productivity reporting for focusing on the most important number so we can keep a check on that.
Coffee or tea, which fuel your day?
I do not drink coffee, so it's green tea.
Green tea. What's the most surprising task that you've ever delegated to a virtual assistant?
Wow, that's a great question. I haven't been asked one. I think it was to pick up a gift for me for one of my team members in the Philippines and have it delivered to them because it was their birthday, as well as they were going through a tough time with their father passing. So that's probably one of the unique ones I think I did. That, and it was interesting because I had a virtual – this is a funny story. So I had a virtual assistant work with a virtual company like DoorDash to provide food to this family. So you got my virtual assistant, so leveraging my services, leveraging DoorDash, which leveraged Uber to deliver, that leveraged Uber Eats to deliver the food. So there's just a pure chain of, you know, of a virtual assistant support all the way through to get the food delivered from me in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to, you know, 16,000 miles away to a remote village in the Philippines.
Oh, if you could have dinner with one business leader alive, who would it be and why?
Oh, alive. So you tricked me on the alive. I think I had an answer for the past way, but for alive?
Yeah.
That's a good one. I think I'd Elon Musk. Yeah. I think I'd love to have a discussion with him.
He's a great guy. He's a great guy. I follow him on Twitter, by the way. So I
guess. I'm sure a lot of people do.
Yeah, he's a great guy. So finally, Chris, thank you very much for coming to the show today. One final ask from you, Chris. I love to motivate my audience just to tell them that they can achieve their goal. And I let my guest help me to motivate them. So in a minute, can you tell my audience, my listeners, something that will motivate them to, you know, go after their goals so that they can achieve their dreams?
What a great question. I'm so proud of you that you do that, because I think we need more of positive motivation for folks. I'll kind of share with you a couple of quotes that my grandfather, that I still to this day believe. You know, I was never really gifted in all sports. There are a couple of sports I was gifted in, but I was never a great football player. But one of the things he would always tell to me, and I still to this day, the two things, right? If you ain't the part, at least look the part, which means always be prepared, because you never know what opportunity is going to come your way, but be prepared for that. And so I'd encourage your listeners, always be putting your best foot forward and be prepared for that. You know, the other thing I would tell your listeners, and as a motivation, is that you will do more to avoid pain than you will to achieve pleasure. And so I think always be thinking about what is the why and why you want to do this. And what is the pain that you're causing either yourself, your family, or community by not taking that step forward and taking that leap of faith, whether it be leveraging our services from a virtual assistant perspective or any business endeavor that you have. There's so many great ideas out there, but really what we need is more people that are prepared to execute and take that bold step. So I'd encourage your listeners, be bold, be intentional, and execute with excellence.
Awesome. I like that. Be bold, be intentional, and execute. Thank you very much, Chris. This has been awesome. I totally enjoyed this episode. Thank you.
As did I. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. And you have a fantastic weekend.
You too.